It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
The people won't know what to do with themselves. They're going to have to put his pretty face on the radio.
I bet you ain't never even been laid. How about that?
How about that?
Isn't that something?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, the party on the H, ladies and gentlemen. It's the debut of the Buzz Babes. Friday night, August 8th at 8 o'clock, the Great Chantilly Sports Bar. Bungalow Billiards, 13891 Metro Tech Drive in Chantilly. Bungalow Billiards doing their best to solve the wildlife with billiards and brew and great food, too. All the Buzz Babes are going to be there. Rob's going to be there. Mike's going to be there. Buzz is going to be there. It's going to be the biggest party in the history of the world.
Yes, there.
Am I overselling it?
No,
not at all. The babes are going to look amazing in their new costumes.
You're getting a lot of IMs about that party, aren't
you? People are excited, clearly.
Buzz and I were having a little discussion. Apparently, the Buzz Babe family continues to get larger and larger. And I don't mean just by numbers, but apparently...
And more diverse, yes.
Buzz was talking about the fact that we now have... such a variety of different Buzz Babes. That
right.
We've got Buzz Babes that are, we have Latina Buzz Babes. Mm-hmm. We have Asian Buzz Babes.
True.
We have African-American.
Bisexual, gay.
Straight.
Straight. Mm-hmm. And Buzz was mentioning to me that apparently we have one other criteria, that there seems to be a desire to have one, maybe even two Buzz Babes that, how do I put this delicately, are of larger carriage.
Candy-coated?
We like to say deliciously candy-coated.
Yeah.
And there's a market for that. In fact, you know, we've had callers to this show. In fact, there was a guy named Nick, wasn't there at one time, who was fascinated with slightly well-padded women.
Yeah, was it Nick Joe?
Nick Joe, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, you're the keeper of the Buzz Babes. It's your call. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got different tastes. But,
of course they do, and we have something for everybody.
Are you telling me that we have a few candidates that perhaps would... fit that, are they plus size models? Is that what you're talking about?
They're beautiful. They're pretty. They're extremely sexy. And
I would be curious as to what the listening public would
think.
Specifically the men in our audience.
I would too. I'd also like to make sure we could fit them in the matching uniform.
Some will be against. Some will be for. That's what I predict.
But you are you're pretty committed to this, huh?
I'm very open to it because I'm very proud of the diversity that we have in the Buzz Babes.
I'll cast an early ballot. I'll say yes.
Cool.
I'll say no. No, I'm not going to discriminate.
Wow.
I'm not going to be the bad guy.
No, of course not.
I love all the Buzz Babes, and I love their diversity.
Buzz has his finger on the pulse of the horny American, and I think it's the pulse. And
as soon as it comes to my attention, it depends on what guys find hot.
Yeah, we don't have any white supremacists.
You know, I tell the story about the fact that there's a guy that I used to know that was a personal trainer. And I went out to lunch with a bunch of these people that worked at this gym, and the guy was telling his story about, and guys have done this before, where they actually go out and they specifically look for women who are larger, plus size babes.
Yes.
That's what they're
right.
looking for.
Right.
But I mean, he was talking big. He was talking. He wanted a 250 to 300.
He wanted to go crazy.
That's,
yeah.
And he said he only had one hard and fast rule about this, and that rule was don't break the seal.
Well, of course.
That's what he said,
of course
when I sprayed the beer out of my nose.
Of course.
Burning the inside of my sinuses.
Yes,
but
I understand it. There are some guys who relish that, however.
Are you saying that we have a Buzz Babe? I don't want to offend anyone now.
No,
but,
I don't think we will.
I mean, if you're speaking with any specific candidates for Buzz Babes,
yes,
there some that that are aware that they are large size? They acknowledge the fact that they are larger size?
Very much so.
Can they still buy clothes off the rack?
Yes, they can, and they're very much aware of just how sexy
they
are.
That's excellent.
Everybody say it. I am fat.
So you think this is the way to go with this?
I think we're going to be fine because, again, you'll look at this group of women and you'll find one, two, three, four, seven that you really, really like. And that's all that's important.
I think that I would be willing to, open it up and decide.
Fine.
I mean, don't we kind
of... We're in no rush.
I don't want to certainly have an embarrassing situation
no,
here.
No, of course not. Not
although
for anyone.
We might. Let's
go
to Andy.
Let's arrange for a buffet and get them down here.
Andy, Gainesville, Virginia. Andy, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Andy?
Good afternoon, show. You guys, great show.
Thank you.
I like the fluffier women personally, so I would personally like to see some larger women in the Buzz Babe Corral.
Andy, let me ask you a question. Are you a single guy?
I'm not. I'm married.
You're married. Is your wife a larger woman?
We are pound for pound and inch for inch almost the exact same weight.
Wow.
But she's proportionally different than I am. She's larger downstairs than I am upstairs.
And how much do you weigh, Andy?
I weigh about 210. She weighs about 185. So she's not quite as big as I am, but
she's
she
got,
carries it better.
Does she have pretty eyes?
Yes, she does.
Great personality?
Great personality.
Sure.
Sexy?
A winning smile. Very sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Does she try pretty hard?
Does she try harder?
She tries to, these days, she tries very hard. Let's put it that way.
All right. Thank you very much for that vote. I'm looking for single guys.
Right.
I'm looking for guys that are, out there that would say,
sure,
yeah, this works for me. Mm-hmm. I actually, when I'm out and, and I'm out with my buddies,
that's
I'm looking for that.
Question.
And I also don't want to get us into a situation where, where there are hurt feelings or anything
like
this.
Of course not.
No,
we don't want anything.
I want, if we're going to have the plus size models for plus size model for Buzz Babes,
okay.
I would like, well, you're saying there's more than one? How many women are you talking to on a weekly basis?
On a weekly basis?
All of them.
All of them?
All the women in the world.
Right now, we have, 12, 13?
14.
We have 14. Uh-huh. Is one of the 14 a woman that hasn't been in the studio yet?
No. No. No, that's not correct. All 14 have been here at some point.
All right. Let's go to John, San Mateo, California. John, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. What can we do for you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're just having a little radio show. Thank you very much.
That's a beautiful thing. I'm just wondering if you know if Allie's got any plans for the next, 50 years or so.
Allie is certainly would not fall into the category of a plus-sized model.
No, just the category of robo-hottie.
Yeah, robo-hottie, and we're on the same page with that. And I don't want to discriminate. I want to make the Buzz Babes all-inclusive, and I think that representative of what am I talking about? I'm talking in circles.
We're talking in riddles.
Let's go to Micah. Micah in California. Hi, Micah. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, man?
What can we do for you?
First, I want to say I love the show, man.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
But the Buzz Bait situation, out here, we don't call it big. We call it, as long as it's a thick girl, a nice-sized bottom, nice-sized top, then, yeah, that's a good look.
So plus size is okay with you?
It's not. I mean, I think when I hear the word plus size, I think of, larger stomach sticking out further than anything else.
No, then let's not say plus size. Let's say deliciously candy-coated.
Extra curvy.
Yeah,
that's
like
Buzz's
that.
Term, candy-coated.
And you know what else is nice, Buzz?
What's that?
Rubenesque.
That's another great term.
Okay.
And sexy.
Thanks for calling, Mike. Mike Tyson's Corner. How are you, Mike?
Pretty good. How are you?
You're a single guy, Mike?
I am a single guy.
All right. You're hearing this discussion. I think we're handling it with a great deal of of sensitivity. What's your thought?
I honestly think you guys are being a little too tactful. No single guy wants to see a stage full of heifers. I'll say
okay,
it.
We never said heifer.
We never said that.
Now, you've been...
implying it, though. You're implying
No.
Now, hold on. Don't jump on Mike here, because I got to be honest with you. I might kind of understand where Mike's coming from, because, the Buzz Babes right now, as they stand, we've got a wonderful group of gorgeous, shapely women that are representing, and, Buzz is talking, Mike, about one woman that would be added to the Buzz Babe collection.
Not a stage full.
No.
Just one.
Just one.
How would you feel, Mike, if it was, now here's the thing, and this is what I wanted to ask you, Buzz.
Right.
If we said, and this is our candy-coated girl.
Right.
That woman would be cool with that, or is this, because I think
Based on the important things,
we can't have a woman who's in denial.
No, absolutely
and
not.
And that's what I don't want to have. I don't want to have somebody come in here and go, here's our plus size candy coated, and I get a horribly dirty look.
And
I want a woman, if she's beautiful and she's big, I want her to acknowledge the fact, hey, I'm the big lady.
I think we
I'm the big lady.
I think that the one exception to the rule, one token, if you will, is probably a good idea.
All right.
If anything, it'll lend contrast to the hot one.
Well, the heavier one will be hot also. Sometimes Rubenesque is extremely sexy,
you know,
and some guys
nice?
Like that.
No, I hear heavier ones do get hot.
Right.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Do you fancy the word Zoftic?
Zoftic's a wonderful word.
A Zoftic, Rubenesque, lovely.
Now we're getting the voters coming in. Greg Woodbridge, Virginia. How are you, Greg?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. What can we do for you?
Hey, how about the token tranny?
A transsexual?
Sure.
I don't think that has to happen.
No.
That's if that's what you're looking for, there are plenty of outlets on the internet. But I agree. I think you should go there.
Buzz Babes are all women.
Tony Leesburg, Virginia. What can we do for you, Tony?
Great,
Tony.
I was going to say that back when me and my buddies go out, one of us is always willing to jump on the grenade. So you guys should definitely get a grenade.
So, I like the grenade. And let's welcome our Buzz Babe Grenade.
I don't think we want to call her that.
I think it sounds hot. An explosive personality.
Nice. That's right. Pull the pin.
I enjoy that. Jim, Kansas. What can we do for you, Jim?
Hey, guys. I always go by it. Plus size is good, but as long as they have curves and not U-turns,
right,
it could be all right.
That's all we're talking about here.
That's it. We're just having an open discussion about this. Let's go to Bill. Bill, what do you think about the subject?
Voluptuous.
Very nice, Buzz. Mm-hmm.
Bill, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Bill, you want to weigh in on this? Thank you. All right, go ahead, Bill.
Well, we call it whaling here.
Whaling?
Whaling.
Whaling.
Whale. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Whaling. Now, see that?
Seems unkind.
Now, it seems unkind, but, you know, like, I'm a fat guy, and I accept fat jokes about myself. Right. Rob accepts fat jokes about himself.
Right.
His self. And, you know, if it's a woman who can handle the whole idea, I wouldn't want, you know, I wouldn't mind
exactly,
having our.
No, I'm with you 100%.
You know, and a whale can also be a high roller in Las Vegas, so maybe that's.
Hey, look,
what he
the
means.
Fact is, and I, you know, I'm a student of reality, and, you know, when we go out, we're older guys for all these young women to be hanging around. We're just showing up and facilitating this, okay? If anybody says, hey, they're coming in as our dates or anything like that, no effing way. We're going up there and going, hey, gentlemen, you know, we're still interested, just like you're still interested. Here they are, the Buzz Babes.
Aren't they
beautiful? we want to please everyone.
That's right.
Aren't they beautiful? Yes, Buzz, you can say that too. James in Fairfax, what can we do for you, James?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing okay, but I'm having a very weird conversation with Buzz right now. What's going on, James?
Okay, you guys are being really PC about it, Nick.
I know we are. I'll tell you why we're being PC, because there's a chance that, you know, Buzz is wrangling one of these women that's going to maybe be here on Friday, so I want to be PC.
Exactly, and you have the right frame of mind in the fact that, let's be honest, crowds can be kind of mean.
Yes,
right down to
that's
it.
True. And that's true.
I have a bad feeling that that could turn real ugly. Real
no, let
fast.
Me tell you, if we go out and there's a crowd, and we say, and then our candy coated Buzz Babe, here she is. Yes, she's a larger woman, but she's hot. Or something like that. We'll present it the right way,
I think. We're not talking about the circus lady
crowds
here.
Crowds can be mean.
We're not talking about the circus lady here.
James, I appreciate the call.
And you know what? There's nothing sexier than a confident woman.
That's right.
And if she comes out strutting her stuff,
that's right.
The
Ryan,
crowd will be eating out of her hand.
And I'd like
if
to
there's
go.
Any food left.
Hey, Rob, we're fat too, right?
Yes.
Fat is okay. Ryan,
we are candy-coated, Mike.
Albuquerque. Ryan, what can we do for you?
Deliciously.
Mike, I had to call back. Thanks for the T-shirt. But here's one thing that you guys may have heard of. Your callers will know. There's a place called the Claremont Lounge near Emory University in Atlanta where all the Greeks go for happy hour one day. And it is a strip bar of plus-size African-American women.
Wow.
And some of them 100, and usually starting at 140 on up.
Oh, my God. Really?
A fan of people just having drinks, boys, guys, and girls from the colleges, while women dance on the counters. And I guarantee you some of your callers have heard of it. It's called the Claremont Lounge.
Thanks for calling, Ryan. We appreciate it. Okay. Get me to Atlanta, baby!
Claremont?
Kurt, what can we do for you? You want to weigh in on this subject?
Yeah, I do. Okay, today is a petite model is a size 6'4"2". Here's a good trivia question for our trivia answer for you guys. Marilyn Monroe is a size 16.
That's true.
Really?
Okay.
Okay.
So Marilyn Monroe, is she fat?
I don't think so.
Is she ugly?
I don't know.
She's the epitome of sex when it comes to women.
All right. You know what? I like that. Let's move through these real
Marilyn
quick.
Marilyn was Zoftic and Rubenesque.
Andrew, yay or nay? What do you think about this? Andrew. Too late for Andrew. Steve.
Named Andrew.
Steve, you want to? You love big girls, Steve. Oop.
What's
now?
Happened?
What? Wait a minute. What? Hey, did somebody hit the delay?
No, we're good.
Nobody said
hello.
Nothing.
Hello there. Let's try Alan. Alan, are you there?
I'm there.
Okay, go ahead, Alan. Want to weigh in on the subject? You're the last word on this, too.
Well, whenever I go to the bar, I'm always just a swordfish looking for a whale.
Okay. See, now that's not the last word I want. Let's get to Joe in Sacramento. Joe, what do you think?
I love a plus-size woman as long as they don't have a booty do.
A
and
what?
That's when their stomach sticks out more than their booty do.
Right. Okay. All right. Very good. So the bottom line is we are going to – and you think you can finesse this for us and get this taken care of?
I think I can.
Let us celebrate chubby.
Have I failed you so far?
You never have. No. You've hit a home run when it comes to the Buzz Babes.
Thank
Absolutely.
You.
All right. Well, we're going to see what happens. And who knows? There are going to be a variety of wonderful – we've got 12 to 13 gorgeous, thin, wonderful women.
Oh,
and we've got a variety, you know, bisexual, gay, whatever. We've got a lot of different women. They're they're all going to be at the party on the 8th, and maybe one of our ladies is going to be a full-figured
and
gal.
And I'm sure that the where is it? Bungalow Billiards?
Bungalow Billiards.
I'm sure they have handicap parking.
That'll be convenient for you, won't it?
Oh, now don't slam him.
Hey, I'm on your side.
Just try to have a little fun, folks.
I'm on your side.
All right, let's get our final buzz of the afternoon. Here he is, the man, the wrangler, the cattle wrangler. Here he is, the hippo wrangler himself.
With his prod.
Buzz Burbank with his cattle prod. What do you got for us, Buzzy?
Well, maybe you remember, we certainly haven't forgotten about the recent prayer vigils held at gas stations around the country in which good American Christians gathered to ask God to lower gas prices. Well, now, gas prices have fallen to a national average of below $4 a gallon.
They're so giving it away.
It's time to give thanks.
Through the power of prayer.
Washington, D.C.'s Rocky Twyman is a leader in this movement. He says when politicians can't lower gas prices, it's time to ask God. In the Midwest, the Pray at the Pump movement is led by Daryl Alexander. He gathered some folks at a couple of mobile stations in St. Louis yesterday to thank the Lord for the recent dip in oil prices and, of course, to ask for more.
Yea, though I pray to the God of the octane, we will make sure all the pumps are with the 93 octane.
Now, we know that the gas has come down, but even with a big tank, like a 25-gallon tank, which is the biggest GM makes, I think, that there is a market. There is a market for
so that. We should have at least one candy-coated Buzz Babe. Is that what you're saying?
Deliciously candy-coated.
What other category? Are we missing anything? Deathly scared?
This recent dip, it only means a difference of about $2 a tank.
Right.
Is that enough to really make a difference in how you view the whole thing?
Depends on how many tanks you use a week, I guess, in your work and getting to and from work. For some people, with money's tight.
You're going to have to take that up with the Lord.
I do.
You are. And cut the organ.
I was at home praying for fat women and cheap gas.
There you go. I was praying for a cattle prod.
Your prayers are answered. At this demonstration, this prayer vigil in St. Louis yesterday, instead of "We Shall Overcome," they sang "We'll Have Lower Gas Prices."
We'll have lower gas prices.
See, it's not the right number of syllables.
Doesn't work.
Their faith saw them through.
Okay.
Now, legend has it that the Lord works in mysterious ways. This past Sunday in Northern California, a 22-year-old man drowned while being baptized in the San Joaquin River.
Well, that's not good.
Well, at least that's the assumption, because...
Don't you blaspheme in here! Don't you blaspheme in here!
I'm trying not to, but because when the man went under, he just never resurfaced. Witnesses say they believe he was swept away by the current. The Sacramento County Rescue Team launched an underwater search and never found the man.
I am not laughing.
The search has since been called off.
For 23 years, I've been dying to tell you what I thought of you.
Yes.
And now... Well, being a Christian woman, I can't say it.
See, she didn't like that story, Buzz.
I feel I've offended someone.
She did
Are
not
you
like
sure
this story.
It just wasn't an elaborate plan to escape Sacramento?
there's no certainty about that at all, Ron.
You know, technically, if I can put a positive spin on this.
Please do.
If this happened, what better time to go to your maker, right?
Exactly.
At your moment of baptism, I mean, bingo, you're taken away.
That'd be good.
Called home,
It's
perhaps.
The people up on shore that might have a little problem with that.
Don't you
all right, I'm not. I'm not blaspheming.
But they never found the body?
Never. Still haven't.
Mike, that's mysterious.
Hey, madam. Thank you.
The man who allegedly shot up a church in Tennessee on Sunday likes to read. In a search of his home afterward, police found Bill O'Reilly's The O'Reilly Factor, Sean Hannity's Let Freedom Ring, and Michael Savage's Liberalism is a Mental Health Disorder.
Well, there you go.
In a 4-page letter left behind because the shooter expected to die.
You know what? I'm not doing that. I'm not going to do what they would do.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not throwing those people under the bus. That's like saying, you know, you go to a movie that's got shoot 'em ups in it, and, you know, that's the reason that people kill.
Exactly.
No, this is a guy who's a complete head case. Anyway,
right.
This is going to happen no matter who's doing it. You don't blame, conservative guys, even though a lot of them say asshat things. The fact is, this guy was a wingnut to start with. And I don't mean the baseball team. I mean a real wingnut.
No, there are a lot of factors at work here, and I have those to list for you as well.
Okay.
We learned in this letter, after seeing it, that he was angry at the church for being too liberal and especially too friendly toward blacks and gays. It was a Unitarian church, after all, a church his ex-wife used to attend.
Oh, some more factors. Mm-hmm. This is the onion. You're putting the onion back together now.
We're peeling back the layers.
The same faith or the actual same church, same congregation?
This was the same church. Oh, wow. Same physical facility.
You know, I mentioned this when we had, what the hell was the guy's name on that we had? Clint Van Zandt on yesterday. You know, the fact is, I've been in a Unitarian church, and they, you know, they really are. I mean, the message is extremely peaceful and help your fellow man, and that's where, and it's just a shame this had to happen there. Or anywhere for that matter.
Police also found in the home of unemployed 58-year-old Jim Adkison, brass knuckles, empty shotgun shell boxes, and a handgun, and evidence that this former trucker was about to lose his food stamps. Adkison was demoted to private before leaving the military. He'd been busted twice for DUI. He now faces one count of murder while four other victims are still in a hospital.
When I asked Clint Van Zandt yesterday if this is the kind of guy, you know, where you can see this coming, you probably can't. Unless he, at the last second, is going to go in and apply for a handgun license, you're probably not going to know that this is a guy that's a potential exploding time bomb. And if he's never been in the mental health system either, you know, this guy's under the radar, and it's just going to happen. And this stuff's going to continue to happen. And it's unfortunate, but it's true.
One thing I took away from that is that Clint said that in his own congregation, they've explored the possibility of having armed guards in their church because churches have become targets.
Lately, that's true. There have been, half a dozen incidents in the last year or so.
And you never know.
That's pretty scary.
It is.
After striking down an elderly homeless man last week, pedestrian hater, spy outer, and political columnist Robert Novak...
Oh, Buzz is way harsh!
...has been struck down by a brain tumor.
Yeah, I heard about this.
The tumor says it didn't see him. The 77-year-old will begin... 77-year-old will soon begin what he calls appropriate treatment and that he's suspending his work indefinitely, but that he hopes to return soon. Novak drove away from an accident last week, claiming he didn't see the man that a witness says was splayed across his windshield.
Oh, boy.
Novak, who helped Dick Cheney out CIA agent Valerie Plame, has a reputation also for being an aggressive driver. He stopped to yell at a jaywalker 7 years ago, back when he was only 70.
Hey, you son of a bitch, I want to go and save my money. Well, I didn't see you.
And after that incident 7 years ago, he told a reporter, and I quote, "I really hate jaywalkers. I despise them. Since I don't run the country, all I can do is yell at them. The other option is to run them over, but as a compassionate conservative, all I can do is yell."
Shut the hell up!
You know what troubles me about Novak?
What's that?
You know what kind of car he drives?
What kind?
What's that?
Corvette.
Oh, yeah, black Corvette convertible.
I don't think that's good for a 77-year-old.
Well, you know what they say about vets, you know.
That's
you got
right.
the little thingy. That's what it is.
I wonder how Liddy's doing.
Hello there. Yes, sirree. I've got large ones. Look at my red, white, and blue Speedo.
We tried to have him in the previous segment, but he's not there yet.
Soon. Very soon.
Very, very soon.
Two different presidential polls. Believe the one you want when we continue.
Big women rule.
Hot, baby.
We'll be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.